l'Amérique. Mais l'Amérique, l'Amérique, je veux la voir et je l'aurai. L'Amérique, l'Amérique, si c'est un rêve, je le saurai.
Hello, and welcome to the fifth episode of A Day in the Life of Noah. I will be telling you the several activities that I do during the day as a high school student. Episode 5, Election Night. Today would be a very important day, not only for myself, but possibly for people all around the world. It's election day. Hopefully, we will know who our president is for the next 4 years. My parents won't be able to vote, since they aren't citizens. My brother and I couldn't vote either, because we were too young. The coverage for the election started that evening. My parents were finishing up work, but I was able to watch it early on. I was in a call with my friends. We planned on watching the election for as long as we could. The two presidential candidates for this election were Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Donald Trump is a Republican and was the current president who was running for the next 4 years as the president, while Joe Biden is a Democrat who is also running to be president. This was the first time my friends and I have watched the presidential election, and we all knew that this election would be very important to many people across the US. We all were eager to watch it after watching the previous two debates from the presidential candidates. The election finally began when the ballots started to come in. Either candidate needed at least 270 electoral votes to win the election, and I knew that it would take a couple of hours for all of those votes to be counted. For the first couple hours, some states were starting to be projected as to which candidate will win that state. Furthermore, who will gain the electoral votes of those states? The electoral votes of California and New York would be going to Joe Biden. These were key states as they had a large number of electoral votes due to the large population of both states. During all of this, Trump has also won a lot of states in the South and some in the central part of the US, which made Trump have 100 fewer electoral votes than Biden. However, the election was not over yet, since there are several states that could possibly change who won the election. During all of this, both candidates were making speeches to the nation. In addition, social media included a lot of info about the election, including how and where to vote. My friends and I were talking about each of the president's policies and how it could change America. While we were in this discussion, we got distracted when we realized Trump won Texas and Florida, both huge states with a lot of electoral votes. When Trump won Texas, the gap between Trump and Biden decreased by over 90, putting Trump back into the race. It was getting very late, and my friend and I needed sleep. My friends thought Trump might win, since the majority of states that didn't have a winner were seen to be leading in Trump votes. I reminded them that the mail-in ballots weren't counted yet, which were important since several news sources stated that mail-in ballots would be favored by Democrats. Once we finished our discussion, we looked at the electoral map of the US one more time, and we wished each other a good night. The election would go on through tomorrow, I assumed. Now, it is time for some questions and answers. I will be asking a couple of questions about what I have just told you. I will give you a few seconds to think about the answer. Then, I will provide you with the answer and a definition. Question 1. Who were the two presidential candidates? The answer to question 1 is Joe Biden and Donald Trump. A presidential candidate is a person who is nominated to be the President of the United States of America. In America, there are usually two candidates that would compete to be the next president for 4 years. In addition, the candidates usually are a Democrat and a Republican. Question 2. What did either presidential candidate need to win the election? The answer to question 2 is at least 270 electoral votes. This is a part of the electoral system which determines who will be president. The number of electoral votes in each state depends on the population of the state. Question 3. What was I watching during this episode? The answer to question 3 is the election. An election is a practice where people vote for someone to be in a position. This practice is common in the United States and several countries around the world as a way to determine who will hold a political position. Thank you for listening to my episode, and until next time, goodbye. L'Amérique, je veux la voir et je veux